In CI News this week, the Education Secretary faces court for blocking a free speech law. Veteran journalist Charles Moore challenges the deception of so-called assisted dying. And baby loss certificates are now available to more parents who have suffered a miscarriage. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 8th of November. I'm Angus Saul. The Education Secretary, Bridget Phillipson, is being taken to court for ditching a free speech law just weeks before it was due to come into force. The Higher Education Freedom of Speech Act, which was due to be implemented in August, was designed to protect academic freedom at universities. The Free Speech Union has been granted a judicial review hearing in January to appeal the controversial decision to shelve the act after the Department for Education claimed it risked imposing serious burdens on universities. But Akwia Reindorf KC of the Equality and Human Rights Commission said senior academics were being hounded out of their jobs or hounded around their campus for expressing their opinions, while historian David Aboulafia from Cambridge University described the current situation as intolerable. Veteran journalist Charles Moore has warned that legalising assisted suicide would change the moral basis of society. He criticised activists for attempting to deceive the public by using the term assisted dying, which he said better describes palliative care. Moore emphasised that if assisted suicide is made legal, it would lead to vulnerable people becoming more vulnerable.
In our law, our social relations and our order and our sort of overall moral judgments about things depend, among other things, significantly on the idea that people should not intentionally kill one another or help kill one another.
Ahead of the parliamentary debate on Kim Leadbeater's bill later this month, cancer doctor Professor Benoit Buislink has spoken of his experiences in Belgium, which legalised euthanasia in 2002. He noted that even in cases of severe physical diseases, people mostly seek euthanasia for psychological reasons, such as fear of future suffering, loss of autonomy, or being a burden to others. He lamented that doctors are now asked to decide if a life is still worth living and to solve these psychological problems by the administration of death. The US House of Representatives is investigating a $10 million research grant following concerns that data is being withheld because it doesn't support trans ideology. Dr. Johanna Olsen Kennedy admitted she has not published the trans youth care study because she fears evidence showing puberty blockers did not improve children's mental health could be used by those opposed to so-called trans-affirming procedures. Lisa McLean, chairwoman of the Subcommittee on Healthcare and Financial Services, said Dr. Olsen Kennedy's actions are an irrefutable example of politicisation of scientific research to further an ideological agenda. She emphasised that deliberately withholding results endangers children undergoing trans-affirming procedures that are irreversible and hold lifelong implications despite lacking adequate scientific support for their efficacy or safety. And finally, baby loss certificates are now accessible to more parents in England who have lost their baby due to a miscarriage. When introduced earlier this year, the certificates were restricted to parents whose baby died after September 2018. This cut-off date has now been removed. Broadcaster Mylene Klass shared, "Previously, women like me had no tangible proof of our baby's existence beyond our own memories and the evidence that clung to our bodies. Now, at least there is some acknowledgement of the life that was carried, however brief." Christian Institute Director Kieran Kelly said the certificates recognise the humanity of the unborn and acknowledge the vital truth that life begins at conception. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching and have a blessed weekend.